Get money.
Thank you for joining the ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast, which the purpose of the podcast is always to make me money, right? Because I am not hypocritical like athletes, like entertainers that say, oh, I am doing this for the people. I am doing this for the universe. No. I am doing this for me, all right? And to that end, you can't do anything alone. You have to, in capitalism, you have to be good and you have to be able to collaborate. So we've been fortunate, lucky, and good that the audience has given us vital information to increase our percentage. And when I say percentage, 52.5% is break even. We're at 60% NFL. We finished the NBA at 77%, and we're usually around 80% college basketball. So specifically what that means to me, a guy that has an MBA, is that this is a consistent process. As we use business and financial concepts, we apply them sports betting to make the margin between 52.5 and 70 to 80%. So my wife, Anna, has not bought gasoline from non-betting dollars for the last, since 2011. And I'm humbled, right? Because 7 million people are going into poverty, they say, because of the pandemic. And here we're sitting on 400% profit betting on NFL games. So it's a privilege to be able to do this. And to that end, we teach you. We don't just give a man a fish. We teach you how to fish. So you can use the business and financial concepts for you to do business, open up a business, right? Or bet on the games. Now, if you are the toughest, smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. That's why we have the Marine, Josh Luna, here with us today. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Let's get this going.
Right on. What's the first game we're going to tackle today?
First game we're tackling is what should have been a big game, but they flexed it to the 10 a.m. Niners at Cowboys. How you feeling about that one? Tell me.
Niners and the Cowboys. The Niners are missing a lot of people, right? They play a physical style of play. They are beaten down. That's going to be a very, very physical football game, right? What is the line on that game?
It's going to be 3.5 right now, or at 3. It's at 3 under, or and it's we have the 45 is the over under. And how you feeling about Cowboys at plus 3?
Cowboys at plus 3. So, yeah, you're going to go with the Cowboys plus 3 under the 45. Since they have a depleted team, they have to protect the defense. What I'm saying with protecting the defense, we'll talk about that later with the Raider game, is since you know your defense is depleted, you know your defense sucks, you want to keep them on the field as least as possible. You're going to run it. If there's a quick score, you might not take it. A veteran quarterback like Dalton will understand that, right? The other part of it is that Mullins for the 49ers sucks, right? So it's going to benefit us to bet against him. And Dallas kind of perfected their defense a little bit last week, causing turnovers, right? That's why they beat the Bengals, was because of turnovers. So take your Dallas Cowboys plus the 3. Their loser team. Loser team is that for Christmas dinner, you're going to invite your family, friend, or your family, and they're going to be late. Yeah. They're going to have a story. Something happened. They're going to ask you to borrow $20 and you say, no, I'm not going to let you borrow $20. I'm going to give you the $20 because I know I'll never see it again. And I don't care. You're my family. I love you. Here's the $20, right? So as far as Dallas is concerned, you're going to buy a point, make it four, right? Because you can't trust them. And this game is going to go under because Dallas still has a chance to make the playoffs. So they're going to play that very conservative style, right, to beat a depleted San Francisco 49er team. This is not a Super Bowl team. People who live in the past die in the past. And since there's going to be a lot of people betting the 49ers blindly, right? They can't do it now because of the pandemic. What they used to do is go over the hill from Reno, from San Francisco over to Reno and bet blindly on the 49ers. Now those people are betting blindly on the 49ers on their app, pushing the number our way. So we're going to go with Dallas in the under.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'll bring it back because, you know, I kind of skipped ahead right here. We have two games on Saturday, and we should probably should get to those ones first. But I got you right here for the Saturday games. Nice,
thank you.
Buffalo is traveling to Denver. How you feeling about that one? Buffalo's been looking really good.
Buffalo's been looking really good. I was surprised by their defense. Their defense did better. Josh Allen is great. They're missing an offensive lineman. And the thing about Denver is they're going through a sale, and it's a pandemic, right? So they're not paying for depth. So they're backups, right? So any game that they lose control of the game as far as their defense, giving up first downs, and not getting off the field, they're kind of doomed, right? But Drew Locke's looking good. Their defense is going to keep them in the game, right? And Buffalo is McDermott comes from the Andy Reid tree. So when we talk about coaches a lot, it's because we're using from business world, fundamental analysis. And in fundamental analysis, you study the corporate governance, the management, right, of the company in order to determine your investment, right? So we're determining our investment in this game, talking about the coaches. So what happens there? Andy Reid type guys, McDermott type guys, guys that play zone, usually don't cover, especially they don't cover big lines, right? So what's the line in this game?
It's going to be seven.
It's going to be seven, right? So yes. And it's in Denver, right?
Yes.
Denver has the highest winning percentage in NFL history in the city of Denver, right? Because they're going to high altitude, hurt defense, on the road, good defense, Drew Locke, short week. And this is like the fourth or fifth time Buffalo's gone over to, has traveled to the West. Right? So, and what's the over under on that game?
49.5.
49.5. So we're going to buy some points here. Now, the reason we do that is in business and in life, salesmen think short term. Businessmen and women think long term. Higher level thinking is long term thinking. So along those lines, we're going to buy the point, get it off the key number, and go Denver +8. And the over-under is 50. We're going to buy that half point and go under 50.
All right. Okay. The next Saturday game, Carolina traveling to Green Bay. Rodgers is trying to push for that MVP season. Green Bay's trying to lock up the number one seed. How are you feeling about that one?
Let me put the stream dropped on
Carolina +10 right now.
Carolina +10. Let's go with Carolina +10. And what's the over under in that game?
The over under for that one is going to be 51.5.
51.5.
Yes.
Green Bay. In the pandemic year, that this game's gonna go over. Now, in a regular year, right? And that's why higher level thinking as well. Not only is it long-term thinking, situational thinking. What does that mean, right? And one of the advantages that, like in a business meeting, right? Poor and middle-class people have over rich people is that rich people will go into a meeting really prepared, right? And they have a script. And the rich guy, for the most part, right? A guy like Trump has an advantage, but for the most part, the rich guy cannot get off the script. So if something happens, the poor middle-class person can make the adjustment quickly, right? And get the deal, get the advantage. So situational thinking is higher level thinking in business. So again, if you live in the past, you die in the past. So right now, right? Carolina is gonna cover those 10 points. If you can get it at 11, because people are going to bet blindly Aaron Rodgers. Right?
Yeah.
He's Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers. Blah, blah, blah. Great. Great you love Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
But he wants to win the game. He could care less about covering 11 points, right? You're getting it off a key number. Again, it's key numbers. So people are at home. They're stay-at-home orders. They're at home last minute on their app, right? Betting games. And what do? They bet the favorite and the over blindly. So what are we going to do? Because we're in business, right? We're going to go the other way. We are going to go the dog, Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Dog, Carolina, and the over 50. Why? To make money and then transfer the Bitcoin to the debit card, and then go buy gasoline, go buy grocery, get DoorDash. Period. That's what the podcast is about, and that's what we're instructing you to do, and that's why we're 400% ROI. So that means when I started the season with 50 grand, right? I can't say too much because the tax man is listening to me, but you do the math, right? 50 grand times four, how much is that? And what is it that I'm buying? Right. And I have expenses for the IRS listening. I have business expenses. And the Marine Josh Luna is a witness of that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that game? How do you feel about that analysis?
Oh, no, I'm feeling good. I mean, Carolina could go in there and sneak a cover for us. I'm not really too sold on Green Bay trying to blow them out right now. They're trying to just get healthy.
But yeah. And since you've been on the podcast, right, you are undefeated. We have never had a losing week, either college or pro.
No, not one.
And almost 100% of the time, I'm taking your advice because when you speak, it's because you know something.
Yeah, we know what we're talking about. Something. We watch sports.
Right on.
All right, shifting out to the Sunday games again. Seahawks going to the Washington football team. Washington football team starting Dwayne Haskins, most likely. How are you feeling?
Ooh. That is a problem, right? Dwayne Haskins, even though, hey, you know what? He did win a national championship with Ohio State.
No.
Or at least he got into the playoffs.
Did they get – I think it was was it Haskins or – wow.
No, I remember it was a black Haskins. Quarterback. It wasn't Haskins. No. It was another it was black quarterback.
Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones. You are absolutely right. Yeah. Right. They have the same body type.
Yeah, they're both big dudes.
I think he did get him to the playoffs, though.
Haskins got to the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. No, yeah. I think I'm not too sure, but I know he is. Yeah. They were great, though.
He's an Ohio State guy.
Yeah, they were still great players, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's number one draft pick, but he's dumb as a box of rocks. That's his problem. You only need a 2.0 to get into Ohio State, right? Or even that, they fix it for you to get in there. Ron Rivera has one of the highest winning percentages in the month of December. And then, again, I'm going to do a college basketball podcasting. And defensive teams in either college basketball, sometimes in the NBA, when it's playoffs, this comes. But in football, I have to are a defensive team. When you're a guy like Pete Carroll, who's won several Super Bowls, as a defensive coordinator for Bill Walsh, then I think he might have been a defensive coordinator for Mike Shanahan. Well, no. Whenever San Francisco won the Super Bowl, Pete Carroll was a defensive coordinator one of the times. He won a Super Bowl. He's won three national championships, right?
Yeah.
So now that he's controlling the defense, he's going to put it on the defense. So a three-point lead for Pete Carroll, especially against Dwayne Haskins, is like 20 points, right? And then you look Ron Rivera. So for sure, usually I bet, let's say, $1,000 on the side, and then between 100 to 500 on the over-under. This time I'm going to switch it out. I'm going to bet $1,000 under the 45. You got two defensive coaches who've been to Super Bowls, right? Ron Rivera and Pete Carroll. Ron Rivera has a very, very high percentage in the month of December. The Seahawks want to keep things in their back pocket for the division games that are coming up. They're going to decide the division, get them a home game. It usually means more money, not this time, but it's going to mean less travel, right? So, again, I think this week's going to be important to buy points from salesmen think short-term, businessmen think long-term. So if you get two out of three, that's 66%, 52.5% is break-even, and it's compound interest between 66% and 52%. So you're making money, compound interest on that, right? So that's why you buy points. You make less off of it, but you can't divide by zero, all right? Mm-hmm. So if you get a zero, that knocks your money down. So from a money perspective, take the Washington football team plus the 8 and under the 45, make that 46. Make that 46 by that point and make that money.
All right. I like that one. I like that one a lot. Shifting, you know, we'll stay in that.
I'm going to get my board for a second.
Oh, yeah. No problem. No problem. I'll just get on this. We got the Bears going to the Vikings.
I already got it. I already got it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'll make that point on the next game for those watching the stream and then those on YouTube later on. But we'll have a link to it in the episode notes for our growing podcast audience, which is the next one.
All right. So we got, for the next game, Bears at Vikings. Tell me why you're thinking Vikings minus 3. Bears gave up, huh? Their season's done? They still got some left or what?
Their offense is horrible, right? They have a really good offense, a really good defense with Pagano, cancer survivor, right? And you have the Vikings with still a chance, right? They just have a better roster, a better team. So now we're getting to the point, which makes me really exciting about the next 4 weeks of the season, 3 weeks of the season going into the playoffs. Now you can start putting money on who has the most talent, right? And the situation. And the Vikings are a more talented team than the Bears.
Yeah.
And the numbers are good for us, right? Minus 3 Vikings, under 47. Because remember, we're in business with Vegas here. The average score of an NFL game is 45. So you see 47? Vegas put there that for a reason. So when you're betting on games, 50% is figuring out which team is better, right? The other 50% is business and financial concepts and math. So if you know the average score is 45, you know that the Bears offense sucks and they have a great defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
So the Vikings and a guy who's won a Super Bowl, Mr. Greg Kubiak, who is the offensive coordinator of the Vikings, he's not going to take chances with Kirk Cousins because Kirk Cousins, a mentally weak man who sucks. He airmails it. I love betting against Kirk Cousins because I'm going to get a pick six that I can start dancing with when I watch the game. Yeah. But this time, we know Kubiak is going to make it simple for him, right? Make it simple, stupid. Keep the offense simple for him. Mm-hmm. They're going to cover the 3 points because the Bears can't score. It's going to be under the fourth. How about this game will be 17-3?
Okay. Let's do it. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Make that money watching sports.
I think under for sure. I think that under for sure.
Yeah, you switch it out. You bet more on the under and then put less on the side.
All right. Okay, and then how are we feeling about the Patriots going against Miami? They're going in Miami. How are you feeling about that one? Patriots +3, and then the over-under right now is at 41.
Right.
What you thinking?
Yes. I'm going to ask you, what am I thinking about that second half line?
Oh, I know you want that second half line for Miami.
Right. Last week, we got 2 out of 3 second half line Florida games. And really, I would encourage people to listen to the Hawthorne Effect that I do on Tuesdays. And that one's going to be a very heavy, heavy business. It's just going to be business steps, your perception. And I encourage people to watch 3 movies, The 500 Days of Summer. He's just not that into you. I think they made that into a movie. It was a Sex and the City episode turned into a book. The Affair, the miniseries with Nicole Kidman just now, The Undoing. It's all about your perception. You think something and you can be completely wrong, no matter how smart you are, no matter how many degrees, how much money you are. You could be in a delusion or a fantasy. So that's why betting is so good, right? Because you check and you track. And when you really screw up, see, that's the other advantage that poor middle class people have over rich people. When you screw up, a friend is not it's not going to be afraid to tell you you screwed up. Right? They're just going to tell you, hey, man, you fucked up, man. You need to change your ways, right? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Right? But when you're rich, people don't do that, right? So you stay in your delusion. What happens? That's why you see a lawyer lose a case and hang himself. Why is that man hanging himself? Because there's nobody around, right, to check and say, hey, man, you are wrong. So we evaluate using the Hawthorne Effect. Whatever you evaluate and track, you improve its performance 10 to 20%. For us, it's more money between 52.5% and 70 to 80%. So the second half line was 2 out of 3, 6%. We're making that compound interest. So that's why we're second half line, Miami. What do you think about this game? The Marine Luna.
I'm thinking Patriots right now. Yeah, Miami, I'm not really sold on them. I think they're going to maybe look forward to the Raiders next weekend. This is the time they're going to start slipping. They're not going to make the playoffs. That's not a playoff team. They benefited off an easier schedule in the beginning. And they're going to be shown. We're going to see how they really are.
Yeah, and I'm thinking over the 41.
Yeah, over. It's too low. I think over. Yeah, no. I think it's going to go over. Slow, barely.
Right, because you got to look at it too, right? You got New England. There's a lot of money there, and those fans are knowledgeable, and they bought. So when Lions first came out, they went towards the under, right? And it made it too low because we know that the average score of an NFL game is 45. And then with the Patriots being depleted, it's not – he wants to do that classic style. He wants to put it on the defense. He wants to run the ball. He even has Cam Newton running. That's what he wants to do. That's what Bill Belichick wants to do. The type of team he wants, right? Because he's been wanting it for a while. Because Brady, he had to throw it because it's Brady, right? He'd been there 20 years. With Cam Newton, he doesn't have to do that. Remember, a lot of these successful guys, and we'll get into college basketball, control freaks, right? Your Rick Pitino's, got him back there, Cal Perkins, they're control freaks. So Belichick, a man who's won 6 Super Bowls, wants to control the situation as much as possible. He wants to put it on the defense, right? And he's better at it than the coach of Miami who wants to do the same thing. So I 100% agree. I like the Patriots plus the 3 points. And again, we're going to buy the point. And here I illustrate it, right? Because 80% of financial planners suck and don't know what they're doing, which is good for me. That's why I don't have to advertise. I'm referral, right? So who's better? The guy who makes you 500%, 0%, 500%, or the guy who's always just making you 100%, but every time, right? Yeah. The guy who does not have a zero, because you can't divide by zero. In zero average, in what we're doing is compound interest between 52.5 and 66%. Right? So we're using business and financial concepts to bet on games. So that is your New England Patriots plus +3 over 41, Miami second half line though.
Okay, then switching to another Florida team. Jacksonville is going to Baltimore. Baltimore is coming off a big win on Monday night against the Browns. Great game, game of the year. Lamar looked great. Tell me why you think Jacksonville is going to keep it a close game. Minshew starting. Minshew is back.
Yeah, I like Minshew. To be honest, I think Minshew, I'm always honest. I hate when people say that, to be honest. Right? Actually, I have a Series 7 license. So that makes me a fiduciary. So it's literally against the law for me, this, because I have a fiduciary responsibility to the public. So if I'm dishonest, or if you hear me say something dishonest on the podcast, you can go to the SEC and report me, right? And they'll, since I'm poor and middle class, relatively poor, I'm rich compared to 80% of people and 90% of the world, right? So since I'm on that status, you can report me to the SEC and I would get in trouble and they would take all my licenses and they would throw me in jail. So I'm required by law to be honest. But Gardner Minshew should have won the Heisman Trophy when he was at Washington State, man. He performed better than anybody else under really bad circumstances. So that's going to make you money, right? It's going to put money on your Bitcoin card so you can buy a turkey for Christmas. Double-digit dogs in the division cover 80% of the time. You almost bet that blindly. However, I didn't, right? First rule of betting is always do your research. Do not bet your own team. Number two is always do your research. So I researched that game. The Ravens are hurt. Most NFL teams don't get blown out 2 games in a row. So for that and many other reasons, take your Jaguars plus +14 under 48. And then Harbaugh's old school, right? He puts it on the defense.
Yep. You're right.
Under 48, average under 48. Score of an NFL game is
45.
45.
Let's do it.
Bucks. Make that money watching sports. I like this week a lot.
Yes. Tampa Bay traveling to Atlanta. Divisional game, rivalry game. Tell me how you're feeling about Tom Brady and the Bucks. Tampa Bay.
Take your Atlanta Falcons. If you can get up in 7, buy the point, right?
Yes.
Again, the chart. If you have the business I'm in, right? In the business I'm in, 95% of financial planners, money brokers, suck, right? Their clients hate them. Lucky I'm in that 5% and I work referral only. Do not have to advertise. And a lot of it is this, right? This guy makes you 500%, then zero, then another 500%. The guy that makes you 300% across the board makes you more money, right? So yes. You don't want to take that zero. Take the Bucks. Take Atlanta plus +8 under 52. Interesting with Brian Leftwich, the offensive coordinator of Tampa Bay, was said in the media this week. And Raheem Morris, who I feel is probably IQ-wise, probably the smartest guy in the NFL. But again, we talk a lot about mental health. This is important, right? Especially during the holidays, seasonal contagion, season adverse disorder, where people go to major depression during the holidays. That's why we talk about mental health, help ourselves and the people around us. Raheem Morris has relationship problems. And I remember that living in Tampa Bay, actually talking to the guy. He was John Gruden's defensive coordinator, then became the head coach, and was fired because he could not maintain relationships. However, he's with Rich McKay, and Rich McKay is a very kind and generous man who's helping him mitigate that. He inserted him as the head coach. He's going to do a great job shutting things down. I did this last week. Ryan, he's hurt. So Matt Ryan is hurt. They brought in, I think it was a wide receiver to throw a deep ball for him to take advantage of a bad corner for the Chargers. That tells me Matt Ryan cannot throw the football a certain length. He's hurt. He's playing hurt. So that offense is pared down. That's why it's going under the 52. So, man, you're right. You're right on it. Take your Atlanta Falcons plus the 8 under 52.
I like it. I like it. Go Falcons. Hopefully they can get this one for us.
Nice.
Switching out. Switching out to
14 straight weeks of profit. Oh, yeah. 400% ROI, right? Yes. I hate when people talk in generalities and not specifics, and when people don't talk practical results. Like, practical results is my wife buying gasoline off betting dollars for the last 10 years.
All right, well, now
I'm showing you how the sausage is made right now.
Yeah, okay. Houston, Indianapolis, how you feel about these Texans, man? Texans and Colts, another divisional rivalry game. Deshaun, he's not, you know, that team has not been looking good.
Right.
You know, a little bit better. Colts coming off a big win against the Raiders. How are you feeling?
Again, another game, right, that the knee-jerk reaction is that so many games because of the pandemic have gone over, but this game should clearly go under. You got two defensive-minded head coaches, believe it or not. Frank Wright, right? Philadelphia, the Eagles have had, and Carson Wentz has had nowhere near the success that when they were with Frank Reich and he was the offensive coordinator for Philadelphia. Look at Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers has not had the level of success he's had with Frank Reich as his quarterback guru. Frank Wright, old school, believes in complementary football. And he has what I feel is the best defensive coordinator in the NFL now. Did a lot of research on him. And then I saw him last week against the Raiders as he out-coached Super Bowl winning John Gruden and Olsen and that whole bunch over there. Gruden gets out-coached and then fires the defensive coordinator. Right? And we talked about that, right? A guy who has a kingdom that's hard to talk to. He has total control over the Raiders and $10 million a year. Other than Mark Davis, nobody can tell Gruden anything. But he's a great coach. He comes from a guy who used to cover for me a lot, Mr. Pinkel, who used to be the head coach of Washington and at Missouri, right? With no talent, Pinkel used to get Missouri in the SEC title game. He used to get blown out because he shouldn't have been there. He out-coached everybody to get on there.
Yeah.
We got a question from Stonyberg99, man. Nice meeting you. Good seeing you on Twitter. Is the underplay in the Charger game since of all the interviews? All right. We're going to save the best for last, Mr. Stonyberg.
Yes.
Stonyberg.
All right. Well, let's get to this.
The Colts, right?
Yeah.
Minus the 7 points under 51. And look for that defensive coordinator of the Colts. Probably will be the head coach of your Houston Texans next year.
Okay.
So you start.
You heard it here first.
I'm going to have you help me with this, the Marine Josh Luna. We'll start looking for coaches who are going to get jobs in other places that might lose their concentration.
Yeah.
In their job they're at right now.
All right. Well, let me know this battle of Oklahoma quarterbacks right now. Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts now. Jalen Hurts is a starter. Eagles at Cardinals. Tell me how you're feeling about Hurts and those Eagles right now, coming off a pretty big win against the Saints.
Right. What is the line in that game?
The line
is I see it now. I got
7 now. And then 49 is the over under.
Yeah, no, it's going to Schwartz is going to figure out a way, right? He's a defensive coordinator for the Eagles. Stop that air raid, right? And Eagles have so many injuries on that offensive line, but Jalen Hurts can run, right? So that's why he's there. And they played great last week before the season starts. And that's why this is the first year for the last 31 years, except for this year, I've gone to NFL training camps. And one of the good things you see is the packages in the series of plays they set up for backups. So Hurts has had a series of plays for him since the get-go. And nobody has film on it other than last week. And that's probably not all of it. So for that and many other reasons, let's take the Eagles. For those watching on the stream, this is why we're buying the point. The stockbroker who has 500% year one, 0 year two, 500% year three makes you less money than the guy who's 300% across the board. So we're going to buy that point, make it +8, right?
Yeah.
And go under 49. Another trick I'll let you guys in on is instead of listening to the broadcasters at the regular game, figure out a way to listen to the radio, because the radio guys give you a lot more information. And man, I got a lot of information on the Arizona Cardinals from their color commentator and their radio crew. And Kingsbury is running out of plays, right? That's why he's never had a winning season ever. He's running out of plays. And Kyler Murray can't run every time. I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to bail him out, right? Because he's such a talent. Just throw it to him. Regardless of scheme, just throw it his way. He's going to catch it. But that's why this game's going under. Under 49, +8 Eagles. What do you think, the Marine Josh Luna?
I'm thinking that's a great pick right there. And I think Hurts is going to get it done to get that cover.
Absolutely. He's a winner, man.
Yeah. Hey, staying in the NFC West, Jets, hopeless, you know, terrible team, right. Traveling to LA. Rams, how are you feeling?
What is the line on that now?
Oh, it's actually not here on this.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be like +7, -17, something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's 17 and a half.
17 and a half. It's tough, right?
Jets have been bad.
Right.
Rams, I think they're going to give it to them, honestly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They just beat the Patriots 24-3. They're going to give it to the Jets again to try to build some momentum because they got a big game with Seattle next week.
Right.
But they don't want to, you know, show too much.
Yeah.
But I think the Jets are just that bad. And the Rams, you know. Yeah. I think they're going to hit cover that 7. They might win by 20. How you feeling?
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to go under too.
Under. Okay. Yeah. Jets aren't bad. Jets are a really terrible team.
Right. Yeah. Just responding. Thank you, Stoney. Berg, he was just saying that the visual isn't coming through on Periscope. I think it's because they're shutting it down. So I'm going to try Twitter next time. Thank you so much. We didn't know.
Okay.
So it's going to be – that game's going to go under. And remember, everybody is sitting there on their app, right? All these Robin Hood people, they call them.
Yeah.
They're sitting there on their app just bidding overs. So we're going to monetize that and go the other way.
Okay. Game of the week so far, Chiefs, Saints, two of the best teams in the NFL, traveling in New Orleans. How you feeling? Will we see Drew Brees?
It's risky, right? Because they're already in the playoffs. So it's just not the rust out. What do you think?
They didn't look good last week. I'm thinking Chiefs, honestly. I think Chiefs are going to go in there and get this W and cover that 4-point spread. I think it's too low for them.
Yeah, let's go with Chiefs. And the Chiefs have been playing really well. Even though the Saints defense has been playing better than it has years past. It's just too much talent on the Chiefs, and Mahomes is just too talented.
Yeah.
Not only is he smart, he knows how to read defenses well. He knows when to take off. And when he does take off, he's such a great athlete that really is a big play when he takes off. So I see them beating the Saints, and I'm seeing this game going under the 52.
I think so, too. I think it might end up 31-20 and right, just hit underneath it.
Yeah, because the Saints want to play ball control, keep them off the field. Right, they have a really good running game with Kamara, so I see them controlling the clock a lot, and then not having enough offense to for those +4 on Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, no, the Sunday night game.
Sunday afternoon.
Speaking of the Sunday night game, the Giants got a new offensive coordinator for this one. Kitchens is going to be calling the plays because Garrett has COVID.
No.
Browns traveling to New York. Baker against his old offensive coordinator. How you see this one going out?
Man, that is tough. That offense looked really good for the Browns. The Jets are with Judge, who's a Bill Belichick guy. He's putting it on the defense. The over-under is 45. Freddie Kitchens, I always he's a big Dabo Sweeney Clemson guy. I always think that he should be $1 million a year running backs coach for Clemson, not necessarily in the NFL as a head coach or as an offensive coordinator calling plays. Yeah, I see this as a disaster for the Giants.
All right.
And you got to go. But it's at the Giants. So this is one of these games where I'm undecided. What do you think, the Marine Josh Luna?
This one's another one that's pretty tough, but I'm thinking Giants to cover. I like the Giants defense, and I'm not too sold on the Browns. But they just came back from a tough loss. I think they're going to win this one by a field goal late. And I think it's going to be like 23-20.
Nice. Like it. 23-20 makes it under. So we're going to go with the Giants plus those 4 points at home under 45. Teamwork makes the dream work. And the reason we bet all the games is right out of the finance test I had to take for my securities license arbitrage. Whenever there's a similar related assets that you buy and trade simultaneously, you take advantage of market inefficiencies. So translate it to football. Since Clark Judge, whatever his name is, used to coach for Bill Belichick, the guy he's playing this week is his protege, right?
Yes.
Romeo Crennel. We can go on and on and on, right? These guys practice the same way. They have the same philosophies. They basically run a lot of the same defenses. So when you bet 10 or more, you take advantage of market inefficiencies, which is people just laying at home on their apps, betting overs in the favorite, right? So a Sunday night game, that everybody's betting that over in the favorite. So we're in business with Vegas, we call it. We go the other way with the Giants plus the 4 under the 45.
All right, staying with primetime, Monday Night Football this week. Steelers trying to get a win. You know, they're coming out. They're having a tough string of games right now. They travel to Cincinnati without Burrow. Cincinnati's just been – they got beat up by the Cowboys. How you feeling about the Steelers right now? Plus 14. Or it's 14.
Yeah, this is classic. The Steelers, that franchise, has won so many Super Bowls. the Rooney family. Salespeople think short term. Businessmen and women think long term. And man, you got Coach Tomlin, long term thinker, right? They have a few injuries. The Steelers are one dimensional. The running game has not worked this year, or maybe they're keeping their running games for the playoffs. Double digit dogs in the division cover 80% of the time. The dog covers Monday Night Football 80% of the time. Most pro teams, right? Like LSU, I call them a pro team. They don't get blown out to week seven. So I saw Coach O get blown out with a big line against Florida.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen again.
Exactly. So you don't bet it blindly. So I went on my Cincinnati Inquirer, talked to people that are fans of the Bengals, and analytics doesn't work in football, right? The last play of the Browns and Ravens, perfect example of why analytics doesn't work in football, right? It's because to ensure a result in finance, you eliminate variables and covariable. There's just too many variables in football to use analytics. However, you use key statistics to determine your decision, not make your decision for you. Or, you know, Matt Patricia said, analytics makes my decision for me. That's when you know that the man's an idiot, right? Because you don't do that. So those statistics, I just didn't make my determination on this game based on those key statistics. Keith, I went and I read and I did more research. So look for the Bengals. And heck, we're doing it every time. As long as you're consistent, you'll make money doing it, right? Our stockbroker guy, right? The one that made 500.
Hold on. Someone's at my door.
All right. The guy that made 300 consistently, that guy's going to make you more money. So let's buy the point again, right? Make it the Steelers. Make it the Bengals on Monday night plus 15. And regardless of the weather, 40 points is too low. Average score of an NFL game is 45, right? So this game will go over. So look at Cincinnati plus the 15 over the 40. Right? Look for them to cover those points. These are professionals. They don't want to get embarrassed on Monday night. Again, and also they're playing for jobs, right? They're playing for their futures.
It's true. Hey, how about the game tonight? How about this game tonight, Raiders Chargers?
All right.
Vegas, LA.
Yes. How you feel? You live in LA. You're a Raiders, fan.
Yes, sir.
We like the Raiders. So we got a game like this, you have to check your thinking, right? Are you allowing your emotions, your favor for the Raiders, cloud your judgment either way, because you could go too hard on the Raiders, right? So what's your analysis of this game, the Marine, Josh Luna?
I think Chargers are going to play it close right now. I'm not too happy with the way the Raiders are playing, but again, that's my emotion. And right. I want to take Chargers at 3.5, thinking it's going to play a close game. But, you know, last game they played was a pick-em, man.
Right.
Raiders won by 5, I believe so.
And what's the over-under in this game? Because Stoney Berg wanted to know about that.
Yeah, all the injuries. Gonna be, oh, let me check. It's not right here. So
knee-jerk reaction is, yeah, Stoney Berg's got us. He's got
51.5.
Yeah, 51.5, 52. take the under 52.
Okay.
Right.
Chargers.
And when I used to go to the under. Tampa Bay Bucks training camps, right? And I really lucked out the year before Gruden got there, or a few years before Gruden got there. The defensive line coach was Rod Marinelli. The defensive coordinator was Monty Kiffin, right? His son, Lane, coach at Mississippi. Defensive back coach was Herm Edwards. Longtime ESPN, head coach in the NFL. And then he's at Arizona State. Linebackers coach just got fired from University of Illinois. It was Lovie Smith. So when you go to the subsequent years after that, when you go to a Gruden training camp, he is all about complementary football, keeping the defense off the field so you can keep them fresh, right? So the Raiders right now, it was telling when that Colts running back blew through by those two defensive backs and the one guy has the angle. Even when you're in high school, right? When I went to high school, I went to Lakewood High, and I had William Floyd, bar none, was there. And we had Tommy Carter, who won a national – both of them won a national championship. Bar none won a national championship with Bobby Bowden, and then the next year won a Super Bowl with Steve Young and Jerry Rice. William Floyd, now the color man for Florida State. The Notre Dame guy, Tommy Carter, won a national championship with Lou Holtz. Played 10 years in the NFL. Now he's the second guy to DeMarie Smith in the NFLPA. So at that high school, if somebody beat and you had an angle, man, that never happened. You don't let that happen. The Raiders let that happen last week. That tells me those guys are tired. They're worn down, beaten down defense. They've given up 30 points a game the last four games. Opponents score 50% of stuff, right? Straight out of that bookcase, you have the Art of War. Art of War, for chapter is you cut somebody's head off, right? To get attention. So Gruden cut his head off, fired him. Rah, 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 Rod Marinelli in to play that Tampa 2, which is not a defense, it's a cover. They're going to play two shell high, not let anybody get in front of them, right? Very conservative defense, and rush like crazy that front four to try to get a Herbert. Anthony Lynn is a Bill Parcells guy. So I'm sure he called Parcells to look like a Bill Parcells team. Last three or four weeks, just running it, their games have gone under, and we've cashed them going under.
Let's do it. Let's get another one. We're going to get it again.
There you go.
That's it.
So we're going to go the Chargers plus four, under 42.
Yeah.
As much as we hate it, under 52.
Under 52.
Go under 52 for sure.
Yes.
For sure. But maybe Gruden out coaches Anthony Lynn and we get a field goal. We win the plus four and we get the under 52.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
15 weeks. We're here.
You're very welcome, Stony Berg. Stony Berg 99, the Marine Josh Luna. Thanks.
15.
Make that money.
Let's do it. 15.
I'm very excited, to be honest.
Yes.
My wife's a psychotherapist, and she's two rooms away talking to a patient, and she just sent me a message that I'm too loud. It is because I'm excited about these games. We're going to make a lot of money this week. It's just the stars align sometimes, and I really feel very confident about this week. I feel even more confident about Championship Saturday, and that's the next podcast. What are your final thoughts, the Marine Josh Luna?
Ready to watch some football, some big games this weekend.
Nice, nice. And we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, team channel. I'll fix that live stream on Twitter, Periscope, whatever's going on with there. We also have a channel on Twitch that we live stream. So we'll definitely get that going. You can find us at Facebook as well. All right. we always close. Every pick we give is for free, and we take pride in that we give you the person with the best information wins. We feel we give you the best information out there for free. Action Sports charges $300 a month. Some people are charging $49 per pick. All of this is for free, and you learn how to make your own picks at a high percentage with specificity, right? Winston Churchill said, you make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you so kindly for watching. And let's make money tonight on that game. I feel really good about it. The ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast.
All right.